Yeah, there's a lot of crossover, and it's not just motocross. You know, it's guys in IndyCar, F1, NASCAR. You know, and I mean, the first person I called after this is Jimmy Johnson, and he called back and he started laughing so hard, nice. And he's like, "Aha! Now the shoe's on the other foot, isn't it?" This is Tour de France cyclist and commentator Christian Vandeveld, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and on the line with us, one of America's great cyclists, two-time Olympian, five-time national champion, two-time Tour de France top 10 finisher. You've seen him as a cycling analyst for NBC Sports, and you'll see him on the starting grid for the groundbreaking Motocar Fight Club coming up at Travelers Rest Speedway in South Carolina on February 25th. The one and only Christian Vandeveld, welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me, Dane.
So it's great to have you, number one, and you're going to join an amazing, really amazing lineup of two-wheel racers that are going to be part of this event. Some of them have a little background in car racing, but I don't know that you do. So talk about that. Do you have a secret, you know, auto racing background? Do you feel that there's maybe some universal, I don't know, success in the world of racing in general? So what was your thought process getting into this?
I had to say that my thought process was not so sharp. It was very knee-jerk reaction. Long story short, I saw the post come up on Instagram. I sent a text to Ricky Carmichael, and I said, "Ricky, are you coming to South Carolina?" And he's like, "Yes, sir." And I said, "Do you realize this is like 15 minutes from my house?" He's like, "No way. Do you want to drive?" And I just instinctively said, "Yes." And then within 15 minutes, Denny's calling me, who's organizing the whole event. Yeah. And I realized that I'm in big trouble here. And I started. So anyway, I could drive a car pretty decently. I've done some days on the track, road track, that is, on different cars and different race cars. But the biggest difference is I've never raced against someone. I've done great lap times. But, you know, this kind of car on the dirt racing against all these knuckleheads who are all as competitive, if not much more so than myself. So, yeah, I'm in for it a little bit here.
Okay, so you kind of hit on a little bit of it. There's sort of this universal, it's just general appreciation for people in other worlds of racing. It's one of the other like pit bike races that we did at the Speedway had some of the NASCAR drivers and some of the moto guys, and they've got a mutual appreciation for what it is that they do. And I know that a lot of the motocross guys have that kind of affinity for the cycling, and it probably goes back and forth as well. You mentioned Ricky Carmichael, you know, the greatest of all time, you know, one of the just great personalities in motorsports and certainly greatest motocross guy. So talk a little bit about the cast, because for the listeners that may be familiar with you and what you do, or maybe sports in general, to have like this group of guys, especially to do something crazy like this, is pretty special.
It really is. I mean, and I've been a big fan of motocross for a long time, way before these guys were ever training on road bikes. They were even knew what the Tour de France was. So, I mean, I'm thinking back in 96, I'm really dating myself here, but 95 maybe when, well, just to put you in context, No Fear was still a brand at the time. So No Fear brought us to called Qualcomm Stadium back there in San Diego for the, and Jeremy McGrath killed everyone, I think, by two laps. So I was hooked on motocross since then. And then, you know, I've made friends with Justin Braden. He doesn't live so far away from him. But, you know, I've always watched these guys. Brian Deegan, Dungy, I know he's crazy fit. Chad Reed, him and I shared the same chiropractor. He probably doesn't know that. And yeah, but I mean, yeah, there's a lot of crossover. And it's not just motocross. You know, it's guys in IndyCar, F1, NASCAR, you know. And I mean, the first person I called after this is Jimmy Johnson. And he called back and he started laughing so hard. Nice. And he's like, "Aha. Now the shoe's on the other foot, isn't it? It's always nice when you could go and destroy me on the bike up in the mountains. Now you're a little nervous, aren't you?"
Well, here's the thing, is if you were getting on a motorcycle, I would say maybe, right? But I don't know that they have an advantage over you in any way, because here's the thing, is even some of them, if they've got maybe a auto racing, but this is a dirt track. Plus, here's what it is, Christian, this is you have like a home track advantage. So what is your familiarity for the listeners that may not be super familiar with that track, but are motorsports enthusiasts, so they know, understand, and kind of have a picture for racing. What is it like? You know, what's that track all about?
It's a local track. It's been here for a long time. It has a supercross track next to it, but the track itself that we're racing is 3/8 of a mile, has semi-banking. I don't know what the actual degrees is, but let's call it 6 to 8 maybe in the corners. All dirt. The forecast, Dane, is probably going to be, it looks like we're like in a typhoon for like the next 2 weeks. So that could be throwing a spanner in the works as well. But just good old boy South Carolina racetrack here in Travelers Rest, which is just right in between Greenville, South Carolina, and Asheville, North Carolina. So right about 20 minutes away.
Okay, so there are some that discount. Now, I know back from the days of NASCAR where everyone was chain smoking and drinking or whatever they were doing, right, that everybody has a romantic attachment to it. Today's, especially like Jimmy Johnson too, is like these are fine-tuned athletes. And of course, on the cycling side, some of the toughest, you know, and best athletes in the world. So, and I know just now that we understand the context of the connection, that it was a call and said, you may have thought he needed a ride to the speedway instead of driving in the race. So is there any training that you can do? I know some of the guys are even, I think Dungy's actually like flying out. I know some of them are doing simulators and you can keep it close to the vest if you don't want to divulge it for your competitors. But what kind of training can you do to prepare?
I mean, I would love to try to get on the track. I've been begging Jessica, who owns a track out there, to get out there. Even I don't know. I'm thinking about even buying just a, you know, old Mustang just to go and drive it. I don't care anything, a truck. But and then I have a simulator at home that I've been hours in every day. But you know, nothing is like real deal. You know, so that's what it just need to get in somehow. And most challenging thing, like I said before, is the weather right now. Just it's gonna be raining. So I don't know. Go and push around whatever I could do really to get that sensation of what it feels like.
Well, you know what? If it's in you, it's going to happen, right? The stars will align. Hopefully the storms won't. It's coming up on February 25th, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time, 5:30 right here in Chicago on Fight. So, and you're going to be able to see all that stuff. We'll have links here at WGNradio.com for that. You mentioned you're in South Carolina. You've got the home court advantage. Before we got on the line, you've got a 630 number. And so the Chicago connections, we've got to mention that as well. Lamont is the roots. And of course, connections right here to our very own station. You are the nephew of our very own new superstar, Mary Vandeveld, right?
Mary Vandeveld. Yeah. I mean, I've been on WGN quite a few times. I get to go. Remember having jet lag coming back from the Beijing Olympics and driving and just parking right there on in front of the street at 4 o'clock in the morning and just leaving it there and going on your show there. And yeah, I do miss Chicago. I miss the food. I miss the cuisine. I miss the people is probably the biggest thing, Dane. I mean, that's the biggest hole, I guess, in our heart when we're down here. But the lifestyle, you know, when it was 67 degrees yesterday and it was what, 7 for you guys, not missing that so much.
When you guys, I got to ask before I let you go, because you wonder what the motivation is. I know listeners are thinking of it. You know, it isn't necessarily, you know, 7-figure endorsement deals. You know, you guys aren't under like a giant contract with the crazy racing sports league or anything like that. You mentioned though, when you get to the top of the sport, you can go ahead and, you know, you have a lot of success in your disciplines and you've got all that. So this is bragging rights, right? So what would it mean to you to be able to, are you expecting to finish? Of course, your confidence is out there and what you've done on the track, on the bicycle, is one thing. Well, what would it mean if you won this?
Oh my God, it would be awesome. I mean, I first and foremost, I don't want to hurt myself nor anyone else. I think is the biggest one. I've been hurt enough. You know, I have had over 20 broken bones in my body. That's enough. So I promised my wife I'm not going to go too nuts, but I can't promise that either. You know, I mean, I think once we're all out there and the flag drops, we're all going to go nuts. So we're going to try to put on a great show. You know, I think all of us love to be put outside of their comfort zone as much as possible all the time. And I think that's the only way we get a little growth here and there. And honestly, I have to really take my hat off to, you know, the Fight Club, what they're doing with this and just thinking outside of the box and making events happen that aren't necessarily happening anywhere else. So it's a cool event and we're going to have a great time. One way or the other.
Yeah, we do a lot of the food stuff with them on it. Of course, good friends with Denny for a long time, and the Moto Fight Club stuff has been groundbreaking. They're able to make amazing things happen. Last thing, and you got to say this too, you think everybody rides a bike, so everybody feels like they can do what Christian Vandeveld can do, or at least they feel, you know, we're not all driving race cars or flying jets or anything like that, but we all ride bikes. But I got to think too, is that just from a danger standpoint, I think your competitors can, it's dangerous to drive a car. People think about that as sort of a daredevil sport. But for things like the Tour de France and some of those road courses, I mean, you got to admit, it's far more dangerous what you're doing there on the bicycle, probably, right, than what either of those guys do.
No doubt about it. But I think the same thing goes with these guys. I mean, they have a helmet and they have some protection on them for the most part. But what they do and what we're going to do in the car, we're not going to feel that we're doing anything risky at all. When you got a full roll cage and a Hans device around your neck and a helmet, I mean, we're going to be ready to rip it. And that's a little bit of a concern, I think. It should be a concern for the people who own the cars.
Okay. Well, we'll keep that on the down low. The people have to watch out for the cars. Well, it's going to be fun. I think that is one of the things, and everybody's going to be able to enjoy it. You people there on site, and of course, all across the world, really, and I think in about 90 countries, maybe over 100 with Fight TV, and we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. And as we let you go, Christian, do you have like social media or your handles that you'll be kind of keeping up with people as we get closer to the race and your adventures after as well?
Yeah, both Twitter and Instagram is ChristianVDV. Yeah, and I'd like to say hi to Mary, and hopefully I'll get to see you guys all soon. It's been way too long, so thank you for having me on WGN. It's good to talk to a 630 number.
Yeah, you're going to have to come back and do sort of that victory lap segment, maybe a parade through downtown. Who knows what's going to happen when you come back with the Motocar Fight Club title, championship belt, trophy, whatever it is that they've got for you. Thanks, Christian. Appreciate you jumping on the show today.
All right, thanks, Dave. Take care.